Commonwealth Games are just around the corner, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of Team England's para swimmers, Matthew Redfern. Thank you very much for joining us, Matthew.
All good. Thank you for having me.
Now, you competed in Paris in 2024, as well as at the World Championships in the same year, but I believe this will be your first Commonwealth Games. It's your debut. How excited are you?
Yeah, really quite excited. I actually missed out on qualification for Birmingham 4 years ago by about 1/10 of a second. So to be able to come back 4 years later and to have dropped enough time to now be, have met that consideration time, it's really all starting to take shape and become quite real. I think when you're looking at something and it's months away, you take a step back and you can see the bigger picture. But now when it's every single decision you make, every single food you eat, everything is taking such a big impact on that performance in a couple of weeks' time. It's very real, it's very pressurised and just exciting, really, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your sight loss, and what event you're going to be competing in, please, Matthew?
So I have a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. That is a narrowing of the visual fields as well as some night vision losses. So I was actually diagnosed quite late on. So my sister got diagnosed with the same condition when she was 7, and I was diagnosed when I was 17. So for me, that was quite an important part of my life where I booked in driving lessons. I was on the school football team, cricket team, rugby team. And when I found out about my impairments, that all had to stop. It was really difficult to take in one sense because all these doors had just closed for me. But then actually it gave me an understanding of why I was always clumsy or why when I was playing football, I couldn't look at the ball and see other people at the same time. So my coach telling me to get the head up was an absolutely useless bit of advice. And then obviously the doors that are open for me was this para swimming world where I knew that I could compete and try and rise to the top. And that's why I'm here today. 9 years later. So I've got two events. I've got the 50 freestyle and the 100 freestyle, and those are both S13 events. However, we'll have S11s and S12s swimming up for that as well. I'm going into both around the medal places in third or fourth, but I know that if I manage to swim PB inside PB, then I'll have a really good chance of shooting up third, second or first. So any medal, any colour is on the table for me this time.
Now, you mentioned RP. Can you tell us a bit about how you race and train as a visually impaired swimmer?
So with my RP, the main way that it affects me is the turns, the finishes, because in swimming, you're very much, you're looking down, your head's down. And when I'm doing that, I can see the bottom of the pool and nothing else. So for a turn, I've thankfully got a wealth of experience under my belt of being able to judge where the wall is. And on finishes as well, similar sort of thing. I know how many strokes I need to do once I get to that tee. This becomes difficult in some pools because when you go to a new pool, it's not always the same because you might have one pool that's 3 meters, one that's 1.5, one that's 5 meters. Like that plays a part and it can be that fraction that changes whether you've just done an absolutely perfect turn or you hit your heels on the wall or you've missed the wall completely, which has happened an awful lot of times. So that's where my biggest issues lie in swimming.
Now, you mentioned you've been getting marginally quicker, which allowed you obviously to qualify. How has your build-up and preparation been going for this Games?
So over the last 4 years, I'd say, I've been taking swimming a very analytical viewpoint. So I've been reviewing a lot of footage from both my races and other people's races. So some of the swimmers I look up to, David Popovici, Cam McAvoy, and I try and take what I think is the best of their training and incorporate it into mine. So the last few years, I've seen a consistent drop in my times. So it's clearly working, whatever I'm doing. And this season especially, I've incorporated even more and even more and taken it further and further away from what is seen as the normal for swim training, just to try and push those extra few tenths, few hundredths out of my ability.
What targets have you set yourself for the Games?
I think if I PB, then my target could be gold. And I think that that is where I have to aim. There's no point aiming for a good finish, a good bronze, because if I aim for the gold and I end up with bronze, then that's fine by me. A medal is a medal, and at a Commonwealth Games, that would be exceptional. So I think, yeah, sights are firmly set on gold, and that's how I approach every day in training, every day in gym. I'm looking towards that.
Yeah, definitely. Winner's mindset. What does it
Absolutely.
Mean to wear your country's colours at a major event like this?
It's a different sense of pride, because I think that the English get quite a bad rep. We're always seen as sort of the big brother that ruins everything, except especially for the Scottish and the Welsh. I know that we have that reputation. So I'm quite happy to be put in the position of villain. And if I can go up to Glasgow and spoil a Scotsman's party, then that is absolutely what I'm aiming to do.
Now, we know your sister will be out there competing as well. Will you have any other family attending?
Yes, so thankfully, with it being such a local games, my entire family's going up, and so are a collection of my friends. So it'll be really nice. They all were out in Paris as well, actually. Again, sort of being a local games, they were able to head out there for that. And I think that's one of the memories that I've got from Paris, is stepping out onto poolside and scanning the crowd, unsuccessfully, of course, with 15,000 people there, but to try and spot the people that mean the most to me, that have really been the people that have driven me on this journey and have been by my side for the last 9 years. So I think that if I can win something, it'll be winning something for them.
Well, we wish you lots of luck when the time comes. Let's hope that goal you visualise can come to fruition. Matthew Redfern, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.